Sword fights, intriguing characters, and a classic tale is what awaits audiences when the Performing Arts Center here on the SESU campus puts on a production of the classic Shakespeare play Hamlet. Actor Nelson Treen, who plays the lead role, talks about his favorite aspect of playing Hamlet and what about the character grabs the audience's attention.
Just the challenge of it. I'm not super good at speaking Old English or doing Shakespeare, but I like the challenge. It's a lot of fun to put yourself out there and do something new. Hamlet's not a very forgivable character by the end of the show. It's kind of a Walter White story, like Breaking Bad. You know, it's a process of change. He just gets worse and worse. And there are like forgiving moments there at the end. But at the beginning, Hamlet's a funny guy. His dad's dead and his mom's married his uncle. And so you can, you know, feel bad for Hamlet. You know, he draws you in that way. My favorite part about playing the character is probably we have a very physically active show. We do a lot of fighting, and I get to use a rapier and do some swordsmanship, so that's fun.
Playing the part of Hamlet's best friend Horatio, actor Adam Smith also talked about his favorite aspects of his character.
He's the most likable character in this world, considering how dark some of the other characters can be. And what I really like about him is that he's a constant through line of the show. He's one of the only characters who doesn't die, not to spoil a 500-year-old spoiler. But because of that, it allows me to have a complete arc with my character, as well as find moments in the show for him to have his own view of what's going on, because he's not always truly involved in what's going on.
Both actors mentioned the draw and audience-grabbing attention of the movement in fight scenes. Fight director Jessica Smith talks about these scenes and how they use movement and violence to engage an audience.
I love physical movement. I love how raw violence really is and how it shows the most vulnerable part of us as human beings, basically.